Well, it's my birthday, May 25th. It's about 1:30 in the morning or something like that. And so I thought, well, what the heck? I might as well tell my stories and stuff here one day early, just for the heck of it. Yeah, that's right. You read stories and stuff. Sometimes stories and sometimes stuff. I'm Joy Bubbles, your storyteller. And I was asked to spell my name, too. It's all one word, Joy Bubbles. It's not Joy or Bubbles or anything like that. It's Joy Bubbles, a 10-letter word, and only the J is capitalized. So since somebody asked, I said, oh, I'll have to remember to spell that. I forgot last week. Well, on my birthday, one of the things that's happened today is American Samoa becomes part of the U.S. rate system, so I can get it at no additional charge on my unlimited now. So let me just dial the old time of day number in American Samoa just to hear it. It's 6 hours behind Central. So I'll dial it up as it whizzes through the phone network to American Samoa. We'll get the time in a couple rings here. Maybe
good evening. Today's date is Thursday, May 24th. At the tone, the time will be 7:27, exactly. The present temperature is 81 degrees Fahrenheit. Thank you for calling.
Gee, it was 82 when I dialed it several minutes ago. But, yeah, it's way out in the Pacific somewhere, American Samoa is. And, gee, it's not even my birthday there. So after my birthday is over here, it'll still be my birthday over there for a little while. Well, there was a time it was just not very far away from my birthday, back about, oh, a number of years ago, maybe in 92 or 93, when I was so scared that I cried. Well, it all started with, there was a report in the paper about an animal loose in the western suburbs of the metro area here. It was maybe a puma or a panther or a mountain lion or maybe a cougar or a catamount, one of those. Of course, actually, they're all the same animal, just with different names. Wonder why that animal has so many different names, a mountain lion. But it was on the loose, and we were coming home from the playgroup I used to go to every Tuesday morning to play with kids and stuff, and Edna ran it. She was just wonderful with kids. I mean, she bought some beds, and she said, you know what these beds are for? These beds are for jumping on. Let the jumping begin. And one day we had a big soap slide in her big playroom where she poured dish soap and some water on the floor, and we were all sliding around like bumper cars in our swimsuits and stuff. And she did lots of things like that. Well, it was out in Orono, a western suburb, and we were on the way home, and just not very long had started driving, and I was just, for some reason, kind of thinking about that big mountain lion loose. They'd been known to kill adults. There was a person on a bicycle that got killed and one that got severely mauled by one of those before that I had heard about. So I was just kind of thinking about that when all of a sudden Edna slammed on her brakes and said, it's huge and has big claws. And she said it so suddenly and she was so enraptured, she jumped out of the van and left the door open even and ran. I mean, what was she going to do, confront this thing single-handedly or what, you know? I mean, couldn't we have, like, drove on somewhere and tell the person where it is, like called animal control or something? But no, she had to jump out of her van, huge and had big claws. Well, I guess these are pretty big cats. So I just sort of visualized it. Well, she'd be back in a minute, but she wasn't. I waited what seemed like an hour. Actually, it was probably a little over 10 minutes, I think, thinking back, but I waited and waited and waited and nothing happened. Well, I had enough sense to close the door. I mean, if that thing got her, would it still be hungry and come for me next? And I rolled up the windows. I didn't know if it could, maybe it wouldn't smell me that way, and kind of wrapped in a blanket. And as the time went on, more and more, I thought, Edna, why did you do it? Those things can grab you by the neck and shake you so fast that you couldn't even scream. I tried to hear if there was any screaming or anything. I didn't hear anybody screaming for help or anything like that. But those cats can get you so fast. And the more I thought about it, the scarier I got. Oh, Edna, I just, you know, we've had so many good times together. And I thought of all those kinds of things and in the playgroup, the little girl that was adopted, and the guy that, 4 years old, that had gone to the grocery store, and he saw a man crying, and he ran over there to help him cry, and all those stories I had heard from going to the playgroup from those kids, and Jennifer, who had the highest arches of anybody I had ever known, and she used to love to jump up and down on me, and just all of those things, and I just started to cry. I couldn't help it. Thinking about that big beast out there. I kept hearing maybe the last words she'd ever say on Earth. It's huge and has big claws. What was she doing right now? Was she hurting? Did she need my help? But how would I even find her? And would the animal get me? I mean, I wouldn't even know what direction to walk in out there. And it was before cell phones became really popular. Finally, after what seemed forever, she knocked on the door. You locked the door. And she was starting to say something. It was a big, you know, and then she saw that I was crying, and she held me. What's wrong? What's wrong? And I said, I was scared. Where did you go? Where did you go? Oh, it's just a big, wonderful bathtub. Oh, I love it. It's just huge. Bathtub? What was she talking about? What about the claws? And then that's when I remembered how much she loved those clawfoot bathtubs. Oh, my God. And you mean this is only a bathtub? I just couldn't help it. I just started, we held each other and I wept into her arms. What did you think it was, honey? Oh, I forgot that you couldn't see it. And I bet you thought it was an animal or something. I said, well, just the other day in the paper was that mountain lion loose. I could almost smell the blood. I imagined it so carefully, so clearly. Oh, I'm so, so sorry. She said, I'm so sorry. She said, well, we got to get to work. I called some women. These people are going to give me, the lady in the house is going to give me that old big bathtub. It's double-sized, and she's going to give it to me if we just plant the plants she's got in it in a new planter, and there's about 7 women coming, and they're bringing the planter, and we got to dig in the dirt and, you know, replant the plants and everything and give them a happy home, and you can dig, and you can bless them for us when as we plant them. And so, sure enough, it wasn't long before the women came, and with the new bathtub, the lady loved it so much. Oh, you didn't have to get one that nice, she said. Well, we just love this. That old thing has been here, you know, but it was that new, the old bathtub was cast iron with big claws on it. Remember, huge and big claws. And it was about as wide as my bathtub is long. I think wider, actually, than mine here is long. Real deep. So it took all of us to hoist that thing up a kind of an improvised ramp we built up to get into the van after she planted the flowers. We went to the refurbisher. He barely made it before he closed, but when he saw, phew, he whistled and said, that's a beaut. He said, I'll get that thing looking as good as new. He said, that's a wonderful tub. And a couple weeks later, early in the morning, Edna woke me up and said, it's back, the bathtub. I got it back. It looks just wonderful. And I tested it last night, just ran water in there and stuff, but nobody's been in it yet. And if you're ready, I could come and pick you up in an hour, and you could be the first one to take a bath in it. I want to make up to you for that scare I gave you. And so, and she told me how she had had the engineers in her house doing structural assessment to make sure it would hold the weight and all that good stuff. So she came and drove me that day, and I was think thinking about those big claws. God, those claws probably never scratched anybody. They were so big, that thing, you know, couldn't even be moved. She filled it with water, put herbs and some kind of essences and oils in there, you know, like cloves or something, gardenia, a special brew for the right energy, and had about 4 boxes of bathtub toys. She said, I'm going to have to go down and work on a grant, and I'll be back in about 2 hours. Well, I was in there just playing and splashing and playing with the toys, and a couple minutes later, she was back. And I said, back already? And she thought I was being sarcastic. She said, I'm sorry, I forgot you. And I said, forgot me? It's only been a couple minutes. She said, it's been 3 hours, and I promised 2. I guess you knew that. No. It isn't really. And she said, yeah, and I've even got meatloaf on for lunch. My favorite lunch that she knew how to make, the one most wonderfulest meatloaf, which is one of the things I thought of when I thought she had been eaten by that animal, is how I'd miss her meatloaf. It's funny, the things you think of. Anyway, it was one of the most wonderful baths I ever had. And, you know, I'd heard about these two kinds of time, Chronos and Kairos, and I kind of knew what they were. But after those two experiences, I learned in a way that I'll never forget the difference between Chronos and Kairos. Kairos, K-A-I-R-O-S, and Chronos, C-H-R-O-N-O-S. Chronos is like the linear time, like measured on a clock, second by second. That's the way it was when I was waiting in that van and visualizing what was happening to Edna out there, and it seemed forever. But then there was the time when I was in there just a couple minutes, playing in the tub and feeling that warm energy and a huge thing that held heat so wonderfully, and it was sloped just so to make it comfortable to lean back. And I could sit across and stretch out even the width of the tub. It was like, I guess, double size or something. And just a couple seconds, so a couple minutes it seemed like. That's Kairos, the time that just flows. And never again will I have to wonder what those two times are like. And, Edna said that if she ever says something is huge and big claws, she'll be sure to tell me whether it's alive or not. Well, I'll look forward to another gift next year, another birthday. Each birthday is sure a gift. I treasure each year that I'm alive. I know someday they'll be my last stories and stuff, and hopefully it'll be many years. I'll have many more birthdays, but at least I have this one to cherish. Tonight I'm going to go to the Children's Theater where they have a play called Where is the Green Sheep? It's for 1 to 4-year-olds, just about my level, you know. And they even have it audio described for the blind tonight on my birthday. And the performers are from Adelaide in Australia, are here performing it. And since I'm not getting to meet my Australian mother on my birthday, she couldn't come till a couple weeks into June. At least I'll be able to hear some Australian voices on my birthday. So take care of yourself and take care of each other. And remember that every day is a gift. Find some time to play. Bye for now.
At the tone, please record.